Isabel! Target to your right! Moving behind the pergola! Catherine's name, what are these things?
Lethe, report!
They came out of nowhere. One moment, all was serene. The next, the citizens were like panic cattle.
What are we dealing with?
Combat replicae, or something similar.
Miria peered out from behind the cover of the shuttle and got her first look at the attackers. There were a dozen of them, moving with incredible speed across the plaza, dodging from side to side to avoid the shots from the Battle Sisters. They resembled Ro and the other clones, but these new beings were wild and savage. An aura of feral brutality and vicious animal anger spread before them. Their flesh was a livid crimson, the colour of blood.
They're like beasts! They fight with fury and no heed to danger!
So much for promises of a world at peace! Sororitas! In the Emperor's name! Destroy them!
The Celestians were no strangers to conflict, and as one, they laid a wall of shots upon the enemy. Miria drew her plasma pistol and sent sun-bright streaks of burning death into the advancing ranks. Crimson-skinned replicae became shrieking torches, burning to ruin on the marble square. But their comrades did not falter, did not slow, still coming onward, hurling grenades and firing blindly with heavy stub guns.
We can't break the line! They keep coming!
Miria cast about and saw that Ro had followed them out to the plaza. The pale female cowered behind a planter, her face a picture of raw fear.
Ro! Where are your soldiers? These creatures will overwhelm us if your kind do not fight!
No. No. We cannot. We reject warfare.
You were born a clone warrior! You have the skills! Pick up a weapon and defend yourself!
No!
More of them! We can't take them all!
Damn this! Lethe, cover me!
The Celestian broke into a sprint and raced across the plaza to the rear of the shuttle, stubber shells cracking at her heels every step of the way. Lethe was right. As formidable as the Sisters of Battle were, the numbers of the attackers were swelling as more of them poured into the gardens. The Celestians were just one squad. If the tide of war did not turn now, they would be overrun. A change in tactics was required. When Miria emerged from the Arvus once more, her plasma gun was holstered. She cradled the hissing bulk of a heavy flamer.
With faith and fire!
Jets of burning liquid promethium lashed out like flaming whips, snaking across the enemy advance and stopping it dead. Miria's squadmates formed up behind her and followed their commander's lead.
It worked! They're falling back!
Drive them into the ground, sisters! Show them the folly of their heresy!
Leaving the corpses of their dead behind, the red-skinned attackers broke apart and scattered, some fleeing down hatches into the sewers, others disappearing into smoky side streets.
You killed so many of them.
We stopped them. Now you will tell me what they were. You lied. You said Hollis was at peace.
It is. We are. But the Red, they're not like the rest of us.
You will tell me.
Very well.
In the aftermath of the brutal, bloody fight, the opulent plaza resembled a war grave, littered with the dead and the dying.
Sister Miria.
Sister Lethe, status?
Cassandra was injured, but her armor took the brunt of the damage. She remains combat ready. Other wounds were minor and of no concern. The total of civilian dead is still incomplete, but it is estimated to be in the hundreds. We tally 19 replicate corpses. Questor Nolan is in the process of examining them. I have contacted the Coronas. They stand ready to deploy additional squads to the surface at your command.
Not yet.
Elohim?
We did not come here to invade this world, Lethe.
They attacked us! That is an act of holy war!
Perhaps. But I will not respond in kind without an understanding of the situation. Too many conflicts have begun that way.
The truth is being kept from us. That's reason enough. There is more than meets the eye at work here.
All the more reason for the full truth to be uncovered.
Sister Miria, may I speak with you?
Your orders, then.
Carry on. I will return to the Citadel.
As you command.
She looks at me as if she wishes to kill me.
Give me a reason she should not, Ro. Those beings who attacked us, they were replicae, like you.
I told you before, they are not like me. The Red are throwbacks. They are an aberration among our kind, violent and consumed by destructive emotions. We have tried to re-educate them, rehabilitate them, but we cannot. Nothing works. They are irredeemable.
Ro explained that in every generation of clones, some would exhibit the reddening of their flesh and a marked predilection for aggression and violence. The Council, reluctant to cull beings with no control over their baser natures, exiled the Red to an outlying island continent. But somehow, they returned to plague the peaceful cities of Holos.
You kept this from us. How can we trust anything you say now?
You must understand. The Red are an isolated problem. They are not responsible for what they do.
Like a rabid animal?
Yes.
Where I come from, violent beasts are put down, not given free rein to go where they wish. How often do these attacks occur?
Rarely. Not as rarely as they used to, I must admit. But they are like tempests, Sister Miria. They come, and we weather them, and they pass. We endure. We rebuild.
Tell that to the Holosi who died today. I must confer with my ship.
What are you going to do?
That remains to be seen.